Okay, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify, pardon me, and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Thursday, February 16th, and the NASDAQ rallies for 3 days straight. Pardon me, retail sales strength just can't shake the market. But PPI data shows inflation is still out of control. Roku's big win, we'll take a look at that. And Paramount reports earnings and disappoints. Plus, we'll look at a trade that Marcus snuck in yesterday, see where that's at right now. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. And on most days, I am joined by Marcus Heitkoner, Rockwell Trading's founder. But today I'm flying solo, and I do promise that you are in good hands. Even though I'm by myself at Rockwell Trading, you could say that we have a ton of experience and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, you have come to the right place. Before we dive in and show you a trade, I want to show you how we're tackling these markets. And let's take a look at what's moving the markets right now. Let's go ahead, bring up the S&P 500. There we go. S&P 500 now down a little bit today. Yesterday though, we see that the S&P finished higher, 0.3%. Now we opened lower and rallied. And this was interesting because yesterday the data, the market mover of the day was retail sales. Retail sales numbers showed that consumers increased their spending in almost every category that the government tracks, which would say that the economy's strong, right? That's not necessarily good news for the Fed. And so that's why markets opened lower, right? Good news is bad news. Bad news is good news. While the Fed is trying to tackle inflation and get that under control, that could be interpreted as a worry or concern that the Fed has more work to do and they will continue to keep rates higher or increase them to help bring the inflation concerns or just bring inflation down. So not what the Fed wants to see or hear. Either way, market said, you know what? Maybe this isn't that big of a deal. And maybe this is an opportunity to buy the dip. The Dow finished a little bit higher after the lower start. And the NASDAQ finishing higher for 3 days straight. So a bit of a surprise because you would think that with rates staying high and the Fed increasing rates, stronger economy, and the Fed needing to do a little more work potentially, that the NASDAQ actually would be the index that would struggle. But it finished higher by 0.9%, the strongest of the three yesterday. So some interesting market movement. We did have some data this morning and a very similar reaction. Let's actually look at the S&P and let's go to a 5 minute chart. Look at this. Look at what we've seen over the last couple of days. We see here that there was a gap down and then a rally pulling back a little bit. But after the lower start, buyers stepped in. Yesterday, some good news is bad news. A lower start, gap down, buyers stepped in, drove the market higher. Today, again, market moving news, markets gap down, rallying to fill that gap. So this is looking pretty positive for the overall markets, even though we're down 0.5% right now. So what's the deal? What is moving the markets? Let's go ahead and pull up the economic calendar here. Today, the focus was really on PPI data. You have core PPI data and PPI data released. So core PPI, the producer price index, up 0.5% last month. The forecast was 0.3%. This was also what was seen the prior month. And so not only are we seeing inflation or producer prices increasing, they're coming in hotter than expected. We also see that PPI is up 0.7%. This was hotter than the 0.4% expected and a much bigger difference compared to the prior month where there was actually a decrease of 0.2%. So We have CPI data coming in hotter on Tuesday, with consumer prices rising 0.5% last month. And then now we have this producer price index also hotter. That's not what the Fed wants to see. That's why markets open lower. But really, markets seem to be resilient to this news. I know we're down for the day, but coming up pretty strong after that lower start and rallying after the lower open. Now, we also had some other data here. Unemployment claims, typically not really a market mover, but it is something that traders are definitely keeping an eye on. You see this as a medium impact report. And here we're kind of looking for trends or a theme, right? You would think that with the economy shifting and these layoffs taking place, especially in tech, that we would start to see unemployment claims increasing as well. Well, they came in lower than the prior week, 195,000 Americans filing for unemployment for the first time in the previous week. Last week, 194,000 Americans filing for unemployment. This was lower than the 200,000 expected. So the Fed wants to slow things down a little bit, jobs being one of them, having fewer jobs, reducing those that are employed makes it easier for wages to come down because you don't have two jobs for every one person unemployed and people unemployed looking for jobs and finding them with ease. You know, it sounds, again, backwards. Good news is bad news is good news, but this is what the Fed wants to help with inflation. Hey, nonetheless, this is what we have. This is why the markets were lower, but right now traders just want to buy. Chart-wise, we look at the S&P, and after this big run-up in January and the beginning of February, we have moved sideways here, but still staying strong. Now, let's take a look at some market movers here. Let's look at Roku. Roku had a big win. Roku up 17%. Getting back to levels that we haven't seen since September of last year. So a real nice win for Roku. They actually reported a loss that was smaller than expected. So an earnings beat. You also have revenue coming in better than expected. They did well. They did well. Traders rewarding them for a good quarter and Roku getting a nice pop here. We can also take a look at Paramount. P-A-R-A is the ticker symbol. Now, Paramount actually opened lower, gapping down on the news. Weaker than expected earnings per share. Also missing revenue expectations. The company added 9.9 million Paramount Plus subscribers, but they reported a 7% decline in advertising revenue for its TV business. So traders not really liking that, although not as bad as it was early on, down about 6% pre-market, now just half that, actually down about a 2.5% right now as I speak. A few other market movers. Let's take a look at Shopify. So Shopify getting hammered, down over 15%. Shopify, they actually did better than expected, topping revenue and earnings. So reporting a profit when a loss was expected, but revenue also coming in better. This was good news here, but the concern was lighter than expected guidance for the current quarter. So we know that there's top and bottom estimates, right? The top line being earnings per share, bottom being revenue, and then you have guidance. So guidance, not what investors wanted to hear, for the current quarter, and this is hitting Shopify. Also putting a little bit of a damper on ArcF's nice gains. There was a big day yesterday, up 6%, Shopify being one of the components there, pulling this one down a little bit. Even though Bitcoin and some of these crypto names, look at Bitcoin. Yesterday, up 9.5%, breaking through short-term resistance, getting back to levels that we haven't seen since August of last year. You know, some of this could be because of the you know, government restrictions, regulations, things that were being discussed, not being as bad or restrictive as expected. But you could also view this as a risk on indicator, right? Retail investors buying crypto again. I mean, look at that. Ethereum up. You can't, you know, shake this. Litecoin also up. Just cryptos in general seem to be doing well recently. We'll see if that continues. If this is a sign of more money going into the market to come, or if this is kind of a last-ditch effort before sellers slam crypto once again, we'll see. But hey, strong move. Actually, yesterday, and a little bit of a follow-through today, which is interesting. A few other quick ones here. We can take a look at Airbnb. ABNB, the ticker. Airbnb, nice gain yesterday after better than expected earnings, up 13%. But look at this, more follow through for Airbnb, rallying with that bullish forecast for the first quarter, and a better than expected fourth quarter, getting back to levels that we haven't seen since May of last year. Impressive move for Airbnb. Now, Tesla, I want to take a look at Tesla. Tesla up a little bit yesterday. There was news that they were working with the White House to offer charging stations, or allow competition to use their charging stations and making them available for vehicles, electric vehicles, not just Teslas. But I also saw that the Tesla Model Y is sold out in the U.S. for this quarter. Tesla up 0.5%. Not a big move there, but Tesla trading at levels that we haven't seen since November of last year. So some nice moves. Take a look at the economic calendar here. We see that tomorrow is a light day. Nothing really that would be market moving tomorrow. So we'll have to see where we go from here. Now, I want to go back to PowerX Optimizer, and we'll go on over to the Wheel Analyzer. And I want to share a trade that I took a look at yesterday, and I said, hey, Marcus, what do you think about this one? This would be UNP, Union Pacific. So Union Pacific yesterday, trading lower, getting down to 199.42, and Union Pacific, a little bit of a sympathy move here. You probably have heard in the news that there have been some, well, there's this disaster in Ohio, and Norfolk Southern seems to be the reason for that, right? A train derailment in Ohio. Now, Ohio's governor yesterday said that he intends to hold Norfolk Southern responsible for that train derailment and the huge chemical spill there that occurred earlier this month. So Norfolk sliding down yesterday, it was looking like it was going to be its third consecutive down day. And that seemed to carry over into Union Pacific as well, right? Now, is this a big deal for these companies? I mean, it's an unfortunate event and situation, especially for those near the spill, still trying to figure out what this means, what to do, and if there are any long-term concerns. And it's probably not going to matter for Norfolk Southern. In fact, I saw that according to FreightWaves and Bank of America, they predicted that Norfolk Southern may have to fork over a casualty charge of $40 to $50 million, which seems pretty significant. But at the top end of what would be required for this, the penalty would be equivalent to about 1.7% of its 2022 profits. So although it's a big deal for the residents and a topic in the media, and there's, you know, ongoing concerns, as far as the impact on the company, it's minimal. And Union Pacific not being, you know, involved, but, you know, just getting a reaction, because once you have one, you know, related stock or business getting hit. Sometimes you see this carryover. Anyway, we don't need to just beat this to death, but it made me interested in UNP. And yesterday, the 195 strike was popping up on the scanner. I said, "Hey, Marcus, what do you think about this 195? And he said, "You know what? I like it." And at the time, that 195 was slipping away. He said, "You know what? I like the 197.50 as well for next week." So Marcus sold the 197.50 expiring February 24th. He was able to get some real nice premium there. Right now, we see that the 200 is available on the scanner because now we're basically flat for the day. We opened lower again and we've rebounded. I really like that 197.50. He's up nicely on that one. I did not take the trade. I was holding out for the 195. I just like the 195 a little bit better. I mean, here we could see the chart looking back. The 195, here we see a move down to 195 and a rally. Move down to 195, a rally. Move around 195, held up as some support. Dipped to about 187.50 and then had a nice strong move higher. So I just wanted a little more downside protection than Marcus did. 197.50 was one that he got, and a lot of our mastermind members got some nice premium there. We'll see how it works out, but I did not take this trade, but I did want to share it with the group. Looking at fundamentals, we see that the PE ratio is 18, so relatively low. We also have a dividend yield, 2.5%. We could just see what net income looks like and see if this company is profitable. Yes, quarterly net income, just like clockwork, coming in pretty much the same every quarter. Annual solid across the board. So you know, this one's a pretty solid pick. Just getting hit a little bit recently. And I think Marcus is going to be just fine with that 197.50. Yeah, you never know. Maybe the 195 pops up again and I'll consider that one. So that's just one that we were looking at. Hope this analysis and review, taking a look at the fundamentals, looking at the scanner, hope this helps along with the market movers and also a look at what's going on in the markets overall and what traders are doing about it. And if you do like this content and this video, please give it a thumbs up. One thing to mention, Friday might be a quiet day on the economic calendar, but it's going to be even more quiet on Monday. Monday is a bank holiday, so U.S. markets are closed. So it's a short week next week. We'll have to see if there is some selling going into the weekend or if we stay strong. Right now, these markets seem resilient. And even though we're down a little bit today, within the context of the recent moves that we've had, we're just holding up there. So at least at this point, this selling to me is not a concern. And it would make sense because of the PPI data and just the inflation data that we've witnessed this week. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. I already said it, but if you like these videos, give it a like. I'll see you back here on Tuesday with Marcus. I'm pretty sure about that. Until then, happy trading, everybody.